Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We have to bring up the listener that called us on Friday and wants to know if she's a jerk.
For real.
Because her husband did something very secretive.
In cahoots, man. It was not cool.
Her name, I don't know, actually. I wrote down her name. Her name's Amanda.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And she wanted to know if she was, you know, basically in the wrong because her husband secretly gave her son a perm without telling her.
Boy, that Jack Harlow effect, yeah. I told you.
Yeah. Amanda said she walked into the house and she heard her son and her husband whispering. And they were... And she said she heard her husband go, "Hey, I got the stuff you asked for."
My guy said, "You can get the stuff."
Mm-hmm.
"We got the stuff."
She said that's exactly the conversation she overheard, and the two of them disappeared into a room.
Sounded like a backdoor deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when she got to the bottom of it, she realized that they were secretly doing a perm.
The revelation was that they were about to get a perm behind her back.
Behind her back. And Amanda said, "Well, I went in there and told my son, whatever you have pictured in your head, it's not going to look like that."
Well, because I tell you exactly what he's got pictured. He's got pictured them little Jack Harlow curls that all them little boys wearing. That's trending. It's
Jack
trending.
Harlow hair is hot right now.
Ain't them loving on me, baby. He's trying to get some loving in them curls.
I ain't into whips and chains. I've had that song in my head all weekend, by the way.
Because we've been running it, boy, and doing numbers.
It's a good song.
It's a good song. He's a good artist. He's trending. He's hot. The kids love
that
him right now.
That is the look, yeah.
It's the look.
The like long hair, the perm, all that stuff.
A little bowl cut perm looking like, yeah. I mean, good for them.
Yeah. And so, basically, we want to know if her husband's a jerk for giving the son a secret perm without telling his mom, because I would snap.
I don't think she was happy about it.
I'm supportive of whatever you want to do with your hair, but you need to tell me first until you're 18.
You think that's
so
a jerk
move?
So I can
prepare, yes.
Oh.
If Hudson or Owen left and came back with like a shaved head, I'd be like, whoa. Now, it doesn't mean I wouldn't support it. It means if you didn't tell me first, it'd be on.
It'd throw you off.
And by the way, Amanda's trying to say, hey, I'm trying to let my kid know, you're picturing this Jack Harlow hair. That's not the way your hair. It's going to look like JT, too curly, scary hair.
You want to look like Jack Harlow, you might end up looking like Lil Dicky, my boy.
Yes. That part, right?
More like Benny Blanco, papi.
Okay, Amanda didn't tell us her husband's name.
No, we could just call him husband. I think we could just call him husband.
Is
I don't
Amanda's
know.
Husband a jerk for giving the son a secret perm without telling the mom? And then to be like, come here, I got the stuff. I almost wish she was on the phone right
stuff.
Now. She was so funny when she called last week.
Gee, I don't think jerk. I don't.
Yeah.
Because, so put it like this, and I'm thinking mothers and fathers and the difference. Mm-hmm. A mother is more just like the consoler, you know, something's wrong.
Mm.
With dad, you get a little reckless with dad, especially sons. So that's like a moment they're having together, right? If the kid wants a perm, it's just hair.
Mm.
At the end of the day,
it is just hair.
You could chop it off if you don't like it, and guess what? You grow it back out, and maybe the curls will pop, and the girls will be happy then.
I still think the dad's a jerk for doing it behind the mom's back. Why are you telling her? What are you giving your kid a perm? Just tell her. You guys all live in the same house.
Maybe you know she ain't going to be happy about it, so you just get it done and then embrace it.
Come here, I got the stuff.
Ask for forgiveness, not permission. That's what dad's doing right now, basically.
See, that's what I would have said.
I'm saying not the jerk, and I'm sticking to it, dog.
All right, fine. Is Amanda's husband a jerk for giving their son a secret perm without telling her? And the kid, she told us, how old was the kid? He's like preteen, right?
I think he's a teenager.
Like 13, 14-ish.
Yeah, for sure.
So we have a vision of that guy. Mm-hmm. But this is the discussion today. We laughed so hard when she called in. I cannot wait to find out what everybody thinks next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Amanda called in last week and asked us to present this on the show. She wanted to know if her husband or her was the jerk because for giving the son a secret perm without telling her. She came home one day and she could hear them whispering, I got the goods.
My guy got the stuff.
And she said,
we could do it right now.
She goes, yo, my husband was trying to give my son a perm without telling me these two.
My son was trying to be Jack Harlow and his dad was trying to help him.
Amber is calling in Hartford this morning. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
All right. Is Amanda's husband a jerk for giving their son a secret perm without telling her?
Stand on it. Stand
on it. Come
on.
Sorry.
You said jerk? Is that what I heard?
I say the husband's not a jerk.
The husband?
She's a jerk. Because how many times do I do things with my kids that I don't tell my husband?
That's a flip. Course.
That's very honest, actually. I go buy clothes all the time without telling.
If I dye their hair or whatever, it's one thing. But I would make sure my son's aware. Like, if this perm doesn't work out, you have to be prepared to shave your head because that's your only other option.
True.
What I think is funny is that the dad gets it and then hides in the room and she can overhear them going, I got the goods. Like, what is
bonding.
The secret?
They were bonding.
Did they think the mom was not going to let them do it? That's what I'm
thinking.
She would have been like, it's not going to look like you want it to look.
Right. Because that is what she said. She was like, you think it's going to look one way and I bet you it's not.
You don't know what you're doing.
You want Jack Harlow, you're going to be Screech Powers, my boy. Just wait.
Seriously. I wanted a perm when I was 5 because of Annie. And my mom took me and got me a perm. And then I cried and said, you said I'd look like Annie and my hair didn't turn orange. That's what my mom said I said to her. I was like, you said I'd look like her.
The disappointment in the child.
All I wanted was the hair color, apparently, not the perm.
Yeah, and I got misunderstandings.
The perm, not the hair color.
Uh-oh.
Jeez. All right. Well, so you say that that Amanda's a jerk.
Mom's a jerk, Amanda
is.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, I know she's listening. I'm so sorry, Amanda.
I know she's listening.
Sorry.
No, hey, like we said, stand on
stand
it.
Stand your
you
ground.
Did.
All right. Thanks for calling, Amber. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Casey is calling from Jefferson this morning. Good morning, Casey.
Morning.
Okay. So Amber thinks the mom's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the husband is a jerk for giving the son a secret perm without telling the mom?
I'm going to say not a jerk. I think that is just the father and son bonding time.
Yeah.
I think as a mom, I'd probably be shocked and I'd be like, what the heck did you do? Like, you know, when I saw it. But I mean, I feel that the son, you guys said he was a preteen. I mean, he might have done it himself and, you know, it probably would have turned worse than if the dad did it.
At least he is going to dad. That's valid.
True.
Yeah, he went to one parent at least.
He could have gone to a friend.
He could have gone to Dollar Tree and gotten a perm and done just really destroyed it all.
He could have just YouTubed it and said, hey, I'm going to try it.
I would have cried.
Oh.
Unless the perm from the Dollar Tree turned out amazing. And then we'd be on to something. But wow.
Yeah.
I like it though.
I did this during COVID and I dyed our son's hair bright fire engine red because he wanted to do it and we did it behind dad's back and he thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
Thank God. Because again, I was going to go, what a jerk. Another am I the jerk is you dyeing your kid's hair red and not telling the other one. Like that would send me over the edge if my ex did that.
Yeah. Think about it though. During COVID, how many people experimented with their hair for the first time?
Well, that's fine if you're not leaving the house.
It worked out. Everybody had fun. Mm-hmm. This could be flipped into such a wonderful full family experience. And then you could clown his boy if his hair looks very ridiculous.
Well,
she
thinks Amanda's the jerk. That means they're both, so far everybody said the mom's the jerk.
So far Amanda's
Come
the jerk.
On.
Woo! Okay.
Wow. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, Casey. Bye.
Jenny's in Sheboygan. Jenny, good morning.
Morning. I'm so excited I got through.
Yeah, we are too.
We are too. Yeah. What do you think? Who's the jerk here? Amanda wants to know. She thinks they're...
The dad is not the jerk. I think it's cute. I think it's innocent. They didn't do it illegal.
True.
And he's enough that he's got to live with how it looks.
True.
And it was a bond experience. So.
True.
She nailed it. I know it was a little spotty, Jenny.
I know,
your phone keeps cutting out, but the meat and potatoes was there.
Sorry.
You said not the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
You said they're bonding. You said it's harmless and they weren't doing anything illegal, even though it sounded like
She's kind of basically saying, pick your battles, and this is not one.
Is this the hill?
This isn't it.
Amanda, is this the hill?
I might do the same for my 9-year-old son. He's sitting with me.
He wants a perm?
Maybe I should do the same for him. You're 8? Sorry.
Hey, she said, hold on.
Listen,
don't
Jenny,
age me.
Get your kids' ages right before you give them a perm. That's the first line of advice.
Let's wait until 9 for the perm, then. How about that?
No,
his
Jenny.
His birthday's in 2 weeks, though.
He doesn't want to be aged. Don't put a beard on this man.
You know
He's only 8.
I did call Owen and Hudson 10 and 12 months before they turned 10 and 12. All summer, I said they're 10 and 12. They weren't.
Parents, you know we feel this differently. I'm thinking of my 2.5-year-old as a 3-year-old already.
Yeah,
and kids just think they're logical, so they go, no, my number of years is many. Not this many.
Mom.
It's 8, not 9, Mom. Get the math right.
Nobody stood up for Amanda, though, today. I want to point that out. Everyone, all these moms said they would be cool with it if the dad dyed the hair or permed the hair. Okay.
I love it. Hey, listen, I guess we'll get there.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Hey, Jenny, send us a picture once you perm his hair. Hey, but you better not. You better not call him 9. And once he's 9, you better not call him 8, okay?
Exactly.
I got you.
All right. Thanks, Jenny. Have a good day.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
I had somebody ask me what I was saying, Jenny or Jenny. And I go, excuse me. And they go, are you saying Jenny or Jenny? And I go, like a J or a G?
Oh, like Jenny or
Jenny. Because I have a sister named Jenny.
Jenny.
They sound the same to me. Jenny and Jenny.
Say it again?
Saying Jenny and Jenny. They're the same? No, they sound different.
You sound like you're saying Jenny both times.
Jenny and Jenny.
Say
the two names.
Jenny, Jenny.
They sound the same.
Jenny.
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 Jen. Jen.
Jen and Jen.
Jen and juice.
Jen and juice. And Jen, short for Jennifer. They sound the same to me. Do you like this? How I can't. Jenny and Jenny are the same. J
you keep
and G?
Saying Jen.
One of my best friends, her daughter's name is Virginia, and they call her Jenny. My sister is Jenny with a J.
Right.
They're Jenny. They're exactly what we're talking about. To me, they're the same name.
You sound like you're saying the same word.
They're the same to me. Jenny and Jenny. I don't know.